And so that instant in musical time of expecting one harmony and getting another, that mighty principle of the violation of expectation, is really a double instant, an immeasurable instant of ambiguity achieved through a device musicians call a deceptive cadence. Now, in that deceptive instant, we hear, so to speak, both tonalities at once. We hear the F major tonality because it's in our inner ear since we anticipate it, but we never get to hear it. But that's what's in our inner ear. And then we hear, actually hear, the D flat major because it's actually sounded, violating our expectation. And the actual dance tune over that rhythm is, of course, created straight out of those sighing chromatic descents we heard in Romeo's Reverie. Those lovesick sighs. And by transformation, you see, it's now become dance music, highly rhythmic. It's only a short flash, one phrase carried by the breeze from the Capulet Palace, but it's just enough to stir up new ambiguities in Romeo, shifty chromatic tremors. You see how exact Berlioz is about his meanings, about the semantic meanings, the non-musical meanings.